Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for you. And we're so grateful, Lord, for the relationship we have with you through Jesus Christ, your Son. And we're so thankful that it is not dependent upon any of the circumstances or situation of this world or of this life or the people of this world or of this life, Lord. Our relationship with you is between us and you. And no one can come in between that, Lord. No one can break that. No one can hurt that except for ourselves, Lord. And so we ask and pray that we would each be encouraged today, Father, to follow hard after you, to have hearts and minds, Lord, that desire to be in the light, Lord, and less live according to our own flesh and our own ways, Lord, but to be seeking to be your people, Lord, your instruments to be used to tell people about the great news that we have through Jesus Christ and the coming of his kingdom, Father. We pray that you would instruct us and train us. We pray that you would use our pastor, Lord, to teach us from your word this morning. And we pray that you'd have your way in this place. Above all else, Lord, we pray and ask that your name would be glorified and magnified, and you would be properly worshipped here in this place today. And in every church all around the world, Lord, where they're gathered in Jesus' name today, we pray that you would bless them and that you'd be bringing souls into the kingdom, Father, and that you'd be spreading the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you would be using your saints all over the world, Lord, to do the work you've called them to do as well, Lord. So we glorify you, we praise you, we thank you. We pray that you'd be with us in this place today, that you would inhabit our praises, Lord, and that you'd be with our hearts as we are attentive to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. And one day he's come. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hands that healed nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Death could not hold him. The grave could could not keep him rising again. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's come. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. And one day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day. Of celebration, lift up a shout of praise, for the bridegroom will come. The glorious one. And oh, we will look on his face. We'll better place, and dance with all your might, lift up your hands and clap for joy, for the time's drawing near, when he will appear, and oh, we will stand by his side. A strong, pure, spotless bride. Oh, we will dance on the streets in our golden, glorious bride and the great Son of Man. For every tongue and tribe and nation will join in the song of the Lamb. Sing a song. Son of Man, for every tongue and tribe.
tribe and nation will join in the song of the Lamb. We will dance. Oh, we will dance on the streets that are gold. The glorious bride and the great Son of Man. For every tongue and tribe and nation will join in the song of the Lamb. They will join in the song of the Lamb. So sing a song of celebration. Lift up a shout of praise, for the bridegroom will come. The glorious one.
Amen. Maybe seat it. Have our ushers come on up. Lord, thank you for the beautiful day that you've given us to gather together, Lord, and worship you and to fellowship with one another, Lord, in Jesus' name, and to study your word together, Father. And we ask and pray, Lord God, that our hearts would be bowed before you and opened up wide, Father, to allow your Son through his Spirit to enter in, Lord, and to have his way in us as you discern your word to our hearts, Father, and into our lives, and you show us what we ought to do with it, Lord. And we pray and ask, Father, that you would have free reign to do just that. And we ask as we offer up to you our tithes and offerings this morning, Lord, that they would come from hearts of grateful thanksgiving, Lord, and it would just be the smallest token, Father, of the greater surrender of our lives, Lord, that hopefully would be surrendered into your hands. And Father, have your way with us. Help us to know and understand and believe, Lord, that there's no part of our lives and nothing you bless us with, Lord, that isn't better off in your hands, Lord. And help us to have hearts free and willing and happy to give in every way and in every piece and every part of what you would ask in any part and place of our lives, Lord. And we ask and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
There is a river of gladness that pours from Emmanuel's veins. This sinner was plunged beneath the flood, God saved. Well, since then I walk in forgiveness, and all of my guilt was erased. The chains of the past are broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I got Jesus. How could I want more? Well, I've received nothing but goodness. I've tested and tasted your grace. I was so lost till I fell at the cross and got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? The love of God gave me his pardon. The love of God won't let me stay the same. The love of God calls me up higher. His will is stronger. That's why I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I'm undone. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I've got Jesus. How could I want more?
Amen. Let's stand for one more together.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will say of the goodness of God. And your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I've given you everything. And your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness, and your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, surrender now, I've given you everything. 'Cause your goodness is running after, running after me. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. All my life, yes, all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. I will sing